Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. It's game preview. Week 2 of the NFL season. The New England Patriots taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you liked the video this morning, please come in and share it. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen this morning. Let me start with the New England Patriots. Last week, a very ugly loss to the Miami Dolphins. God said a prayer for Mac Jones, the quarterback for New England. The x-rays come back negative, so he's going to be going against the Steelers on Sunday in Pittsburgh. Last week, he was 21 of 30 for 213 yards, but the Patriots' offense was pure garbage. 3 turnovers and a failed fourth down attempt. Bill Belichick, I had picked y'all in this football game. Don't tell me the Patriots are taking a step back. Now let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Won in overtime against Cincinnati last week. I don't make no lie. I took the Bengals and the white John Shaft, Joe Burrow. I thought with that offense last year and I thought with that improved offensive line, I thought it was an improved offensive line, that the Bengals would win this game going away at least by 7 points. I was wrong. Last week, the Steelers' defense looked like the old defense of the past. I thought I was having a reincarnation of the 1970s. Joe Green, Jack Lambert, Mel Blount, L.C. Greenwood, help me, Jesus, Joey Porter, Troy Polamalu, James Harrison, Ike Taylor. I thought, man, what are watching him with the Steelers? And they put on the show. Did they not? Sack Joe Burrow 4 times. No, intercepted him 4 times. Sacked him 7 times. Mitchell Fitzpatrick and Miles Jack combined for 24 tackles. And Ali Highsmith had 3 sacks. The Steelers, silver and black, was in full form. Good job, Mr. Mike Tomlin. But the important fact here, T.J. Watt got hurt in the game. Hopefully he doesn't have a serious rotator cuff injury where he might miss the whole year. Because with him and the Steelers, they proved to me last week they're going to be a mainstay in the AFC North. My prediction on Sunday, I got the Steelers rolling, baby, 24-14. I just came so well impressed with that Steelers defense from last week. Very impressive. And Mr. Biscuit didn't do anything to lose the game. It's still a struggle a little bit on offense. But when you look at it, it was that Steelers defense, the Steel Curtain 2 of the new millennium. And Mike Tomlin, you got some special players. Mr. Fitzpatrick is a special player. And then now you got Miles Jack. Listen to this key point. They had 24 tackles last week combined against Cincinnati. And to you, New England, the final comment, your offense was garbage. But God said a prayer. Mac Jones is going to be all right. But I'm taking the Steelers 24-14. If you like the video, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. Bill Nunn. Woo-hoo-hoo. Franco. Belichick. Brady not there no more. Pittsburgh 24. New England 14. If you like the video, please come in and share it. The game preview, week two of the NFL. The Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the New England Patriots. Y'all be blessed.
Let's find out what Mr. Football Vincent Turner has to say about the next game preview.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. It's my game preview. The New York Jets taking on the Cleveland Browns, week two of the NFL season. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. So if you like the video this morning, please come in and share it. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Let's start with the New York Jets. Last week, in a loss to the Baltimore Ravens, I'm going to be brutally honest. Joe Flacco, 37 of 59, 307 yards, but he only averaged five yards per completion. So that tells me the Jets offense has got a long way to go. But the positive aspect, you had 83 yards rushing on 17 attempts. You averaged almost 4.8 yards. So you got away from Bryce. Breece Hall, rookie out of Iowa State. And Robert Saleh, the head coach, he really, really got offensive of some of the media questions to the Jets. Why you have Joe Flacco throw for 59 times in that football game on you only average 5.8 yards a pop completion? That just tells me the Jets have a long, long way to go as a football team. And also in that game, the Jets had penalties and they had drop passes. Now they're going to Cleveland to play the Cleveland Browns. You know what? Cleveland got revenge. They got revenge on Baker. They went in last week. Kudos, LSU, Cave York. 50-yard game-winning field goal. But what I like about it in that Browns win over Carolina last week, the playmakers came to play. You don't have Deshaun Watson. He's going to be out, what, 8 games? Jacoby Brissett, all you got to do is just drive the bus because the playmakers were out there. Miles Garrett, playmaker. Warriors, come out to play. 2 sacks. Nicholas Chubb, Cedar Town, Georgia, UGA, go Dawgs, 141 yards on 22 carries. And Roll Tide, Amari Cooper had a key 9-yard reception in the game-winning drive. The Browns, they won a real tough football game last week, and their defense stepped up with 4 sacks and a great play from their safety, great Dale Pitt out of LSU. He had a key interception. And the Browns had 5 tip passes against Baker Mayfield. So you know what? The Cleveland Browns are a very talented football team. Make no bones. They got first-round picks all over the field. They got guys that can make plays. Greedy Williams, Denzel Ward, Nicholas Chubb. Man, Amari Cooper, this is a talented football team. All they got to do is hold a fort. So that being said, against the Jets this weekend, I'm taking the Browns 27-17. Cleveland, the OJs, Eddie LaVert, the Browns 27, the Jets 17, Steve Harvey. I like that Cleveland football team.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Game preview, the New York Jets against the Cleveland Browns. Jets, your offense has got a long, long, long way to go.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.